Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today, December 21st, 2020, as we take a look at the big energies that are unfolding right now. And as I do this podcast live, we have Jupiter at 0 degrees 26 minutes of Aquarius, Saturn at 0 degrees 27 minutes of Aquarius. They are just about to be exact in their great conjunction. And we're going to talk about these energies and what it means in our lives, in our worlds, and also what is opening up. I'm also just feeling messages coming through that are going to be channeled, and they're going to be connecting to what is happening right now over the course of humanity's evolution. And I am just going to be open and see what comes through. I honestly don't know how this is going to unfold, but I did want to start by saying that the significance of December 21st, 2020 is that we have the Sun and Mercury at 0 degrees of Capricorn, as well as Jupiter and Saturn at 0 degrees of Aquarius. Now, the 0 degree point is a birthing degree. It's an opening point into the energies of each astrological sign. So we have 0 degrees of Capricorn, the Sun and Mercury, which is also connected to the energies of the world access points, also known as the Aries point in astrology. Now, this gets confusing because no, the planets are not in Aries, but it's a 0 point of a cardinal sign. So the cardinal signs are Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, and they are the beginning of the seasons associated with astrology. These are also called a 0 degree Aries point because of their beginning, the thrust of energy they bring in, they bring through, and they're meant to initiate new cycles, new energies as we transition from one season to the next. So we have this very potent energy at 0 degrees of Capricorn. And of course, we've been talking about Capricorn now for well over a year. We have been experiencing how our world has changed in permanent ways. And now we have the 0 degrees of Aquarius energy, which is the sign after Capricorn, that transitions us into new ways of understanding and conceptualizing what we're ready to embark on next. So it's a very interesting energy of progress where, yes, the Capricorn energies are strong, but now the Aquarius energies come into the conversation and open up new energy fields. And there's a much bigger energy that's opening up as well. So we are taking what we have been working on and learning, as well as healing and transforming in the Capricorn energies, and moving them forward into these Aquarius energies that are very wide and open. Aquarius is the 11th sign of the zodiac, and it has this beautiful energy of synergy, of how we take what we've understood and we reconceptualize it, we rework it. We're able to create a new whole. We're able to understand something in a whole new way. Aquarius is the energy of metaphysics, of quantum potentials. It is futuristic. It is the energy of everything happening all at once. And how do you work with all these different energy streams, the different timelines, the different potentials? And we're going to have new understandings, new solutions, and new ways of understanding this as we move into a new chapter. This is a new chapter on the planet. It's a new chapter on our soul's journeys. And it's a new understanding of our power, our light, and our own quantum fields. Okay, so now I'm feeling the energy of the being I have mentioned before that I feel as a commander. I feel his energy as very strong, very masculine, very clear. I feel his energy as one who is helping to orchestrate the shift in energies on this planet. I have talked about this before, and there is a playlist on YouTube that's about channeled messages. So it describes more of his energy that I feel as a high commander, someone who is very aware of what his mission is and what he is here to support and direct in terms of humanity's evolution. And his energy feels very strong and very clear right now, where I'm definitely understanding that he has some things to bring in. And what I feel around this energy, as I've mentioned before, is that there's times when I can connect and I cannot because it's of a very high frequency. The energy comes through either very strongly and clearly or it's not there at all. And I've mentioned before that it's almost like, don't call us, we'll call you. So I don't have much control, so to speak, over how this energy shows up. But what I'm feeling right now is that not only is his energy stronger and clearer, but it's closer. And it's closer because of what has been cleared out on the planet. And I feel his energy is closer to the planet, not just closer to me, but closer to the energy streams of the planet. So what he is showing me, and I see him sitting here at a desk, and he is very much about what needs to be said, what messages need to come through, what is very important information at this time. And what he's showing me is the timeline that is shifting now with these new energies coming through. And what he's saying is that the age of Aquarius, which is very hyped up right now, and it's very exciting, and it's very much about something that is part of humanity's evolution. But what he's saying is that the age of Aquarius isn't a start-stop date. It comes in waves because part of the Earth's ability to handle energies is that you can't absorb too much high frequency all at once. It would overrun the system. It would be way too much for our physical bodies. He's showing me the natural ecosystems and components of the planet, even the trees, the plants, the animals, all of them feel this energy. He says it's also affecting migration patterns. It's affecting beings in the oceans. It's affecting the whales and dolphins. And he's showing me jellyfish. And it's like all these energies coming in, they're working with all living beings on the planet, affecting everything. He's like, it's strongly affecting the bees. And that the bees, we know they're vital to the earth food production and the ways that our planet is able to, he's saying, metabolize itself. But the bees are feeling this energy strongly, and that this is part of how the age of Aquarius has been coming in for a while. Again, there's no start-stop date for these energy cycles. They have ideally a smooth transition. They're meant to be waves of energy that come in and they affect us at different levels of our own being, and that part of this conjunction of 0 degrees Jupiter and 0 degrees Saturn is that we are now able to absorb new consciousness, new intel, but that it's coming in slowly. It's going to continue to come in over the next cycles. And so Jupiter will be in Aquarius until May 2021, then it goes into Pisces, then it comes back into Aquarius. He says this is part of a pattern too of alleviating the intensity of the energies. Then we also have Saturn moving through Aquarius for the next few years. That's also going to bring in those reality checks that Saturn always does about our physical world, our physical lives, what supports humanity now. And he says that part of what supports humanity now is more people branching off and branching out into their unique gift. That there's no longer the pack mentality or even the tribal mentality, that yes, that can be healthy, that can be needed, it can be very functional. But now what's functional is, he's showing me, is like the separating out from the energies that maybe you've been tied to. And it's actually, he's showing it to me as like a gel, as being gelled to something and then slowly stepping away and allowing yourself to take parts of that with you, whatever is still supportive and healthy, whatever you need to take parts of it with you, but to step away from where you're not able to be in all of your gifts, all of your magic, all of your individual energy field. And he's showing me that part of the gel is the energy of the age of Pisces. So we're transitioning from the age of Pisces into Aquarius. This is a reverse energy. It's part of how the earth moves through the galaxy and moves through the solar system. And so he's showing me two things here. The age of Pisces was when we were unconscious around our own individual energy, our own individual nature. So Pisces is ultimately an energy of unconditional love. It is compassion. It is forgiveness. It is the ability to stay detached, to stay open, to not be in our egos, to not over-identify with one thing. And the age of Pisces, he's showing me, was a time on the planet that we're still experiencing, although it's fading out. It's like a slow fade. And part of that fade is the transition of our spiritual beliefs, because Pisces is a very spiritual energy. It's where we go to understand something from a higher perspective, where we are ultimately reconnecting with love. And that love is the unconditional love from source, God, spirit, the universe, whatever you call it. And so we, as the souls on the planet who have been here through many incarnations of the age of Pisces, had a lot of experiences around what we believed love was, or what it was to be in human form and experience that reconnection to God, source, spirit, the universe. And he's saying that that's why during the age of Pisces, there was also this unconscious or unknowingly programmed pattern. He's saying it's a pattern of where we give our power to beings, entities, people, organizations that we believe connect us to that God source love. And so now he's showing me some European history about how certain monarchs were put into their positions because they were believed to be the supreme rulers or to be supremely connected to God, and that they were divinely placed to be the ruler. And then this also brought in the religious organizations and those who also said that they were supremely connected to God. And then that created the programming. He's actually showing me it actually happens around the planet through different belief systems, cultures, religions. The programming was that you had to go to something outside of yourself to connect to that source, that you had to go to a place of worship, or you had to go to a certain leader or a certain person in authoritarian position who had access to that level of love, to God, to whatever that might have been. And he's saying that part of what happened over the age of Pisces is that there were messengers who came through who wanted to remind you of where love can really be sourced, of where it can really be found, that love is not outside of you, but it gets misinterpreted. And it's a bit like, I guess he's saying it's kind of like the mass media, where the messengers of the time, their information became propaganda, or it became twisted, or it shifted into different messages that weren't the original source message. This is also part of the energy of confusion that Pisces can bring up, the fogginess of what do I believe and what is true, and maybe it is this person who has all the answers, or maybe it is going here that will save me. And so the age of Pisces is the energy of the savior, the energy of where we give away energy, but it's often with the intention to reconnect, but it can feel powerless. It can feel like it's outside of you. The age of Pisces is also where there was a lack of understanding around some of the basic, he's saying it's requirements of being in the body. Now, Pisces is the opposite of Virgo, and Virgo is about the physical body and how we care for it, our daily routines, how we are of service, how we do something useful and functional, how we're very practical in our daily lives. And he says that part of the energy that came through, especially in the last century, when Uranus and Pluto were in Virgo, that we came back into the body to look at what is truly useful. And I know that a number of you are of the generation, are of the time, especially in the 60s, the 1960s. You came in, you took a body during that time to be a part of that strong Virgo energy, which actually is a part of this assistance out of the age of Pisces, because it brings us back into what works, what doesn't work, what's needed, what's not needed. He says that a lot of healing energy can come through this Virgo energy, and it's reconnecting people to what their physical body has been holding through the age of Pisces. That there's been a lot of these soul imprints, like the energetic imprints, the wounds, the energies that the body is holding that we've been clearing out. And that's been a big part of what many people of this lifetime have had to work through, is the relationship with the physical body, the energy in the physical body. And he's telling me, he's saying that all of that is probably related to the various incarnations you've had through the age of Pisces, that there's been a lot that's accumulated, and that part of taking a physical body now is in clearing out that energy, that wounding, that healing. And that's why there's been so much work that has required you to be in your power and to be very clear about what you need and to not give power away to anything outside of you. And so he's saying that this age of Pisces, it had many beautiful developments as well in terms of the arts, music, painting, human expression, everything that opened up our individual talents and gifts, and that there could have been many lifetimes where you've been drawn to these areas of expression, where you've been involved in dance, or you've done something with music, or you've been aware of your artistic talents and you wanted to participate and express yourself in a way that made the planet more beautiful. And he's showing me as the planet being the canvas, literally the landscape with which we've been able to look at what can we do to beautifully influence this earth and to create more of an idyllic experience, which is also Pisces. So the age of Pisces has had many developments that have supported us energetically, but it's also been a time where a lot of what we thought was one thing is not. And it's a bit like literally taking off rose-tinted glasses, rose-colored glasses, and looking at what is truly happening. And part of the Aquarius energy brings that into focus. It brings in new levels of understanding and awareness. So he's also saying about the age of Pisces that humanity is still moving through this energy, that there is an overlap. Again, there's no start and stop date with these energies. They overlap, they ebb and flow, they come in, they leave, they fade in, fade out. It's like the energies are meant to work with us and to not overwhelm us. And so a lot of this age of Pisces is showing where we were in certain roles that were limiting all of our capacity and all of our abilities to be in our gifts, our light, and our power. And so this is where it's very important right now to look in your own life at where you're seeking a savior, where you're looking for someone else to save you, where you think that someone else has the solution, the power, the understanding, where you have perhaps given up in some way. The lower energies of Pisces are connected to escapism in unhealthy ways, excessive escapism, where you can't deal with reality, you can't take care of your responsibilities, it's really hard to live life. He's also showing me the energy of depression. And that a lot of that energy of depression that has actually come in through, again, waves of energy and has worked with so much of the human population. I mean, he's showing me that there's a spectrum of depression. And he's showing me that that depression energetically is connected to a longing to feel reconnected to God, Source, Spirit, the universe. That part of that depression is the disconnection from your home energy field. That part of what we are able to work with at this time is not being so hard on ourselves for being in a human body. He says that it often comes too much from an overactive mental, it's the mental capacity. It's also can be too much from the emotional body, the pain body, the fear body. So he's showing me that there tends to be these different areas of our energy fields that become overactive or overstimulated, and that we need support for being in the physical world, for being in the body. But he says energetically, it's about needing support for being exactly who you are, for understanding everything about yourself that is always connected to source. And he's showing me this as a cord, that there are cords that we have that aren't ever disconnected energetically, but they can have no energy running through them. And he's showing me a very warped, twisted cord that has no life pumping through it, like literally no blood pumping through the veins of this cord. And that's part of where the depression energy comes from. And he's actually giving me a visualization to share with you, that if you were to look at this cord or cords, because you could have many cords that connect you to God, Source, Spirit, even your soul or higher self, just trust whatever feels right for you. He's showing me that if you visualize these cords being invigorated with a beautiful lavender purple energy, and it's almost like watching the energy move through the cord, you might see that it gets stuck somewhere, that it gets backed up, that it stops flowing. He says you can mentally work with that energy. You can use this visualization to move the energy through you and to open up anything that feels shut down, anything that feels too heavy. And in fact, he's saying that's part of the energy of depression, is that it's pressing. The energies that are heavy are pressing on your own energy field, and that's the depression, into the density that is so foreign, uncomfortable, heavy. He says, but if you can open up, and this is the, oh my gosh, okay. He's saying it's the enlighten. It's in light, enlightenment, where that energy, that purple energy traveling through the cord, is the connection to light that you always have. And now he's saying that's the age of Pisces, is enlightenment. Remembering that no matter where you travel, no matter where you go, no matter what experiences you have, you're always connected to this light, in light. And that's part of what we've been needing to master, heal, and understand through the age of Pisces, is that that energy always travels with you, with every unique being and every soul, but it's part of the choice. And he's showing me these cords that then they get reconfigured to other people, organizations, belief systems. The cords actually have been unplugged from their original source, and that's part of the experience. That's part of what it means to be human, is to have these experiences where you go back and forth in what works for you, what supports your energy, what supports your sovereignty, and what supports your free will. And part of the age of Pisces was the lessons around that, and even the confusion, the sense of, well, I don't know, so I'll go here, or I'll walk this way, or I'll commit to this, or I'll go over that way. And he says this is part of centuries of programming and centuries of soul experiences, where the age of Pisces was stepping us out of the age of Aries. Okay, so the age of Aries was before Pisces, obviously, and it was about very intense masculine energies, very much more about like the war, the self-assertion, what you have to fight for, the battles of the lands, and where there needed to be some very clear, turbulent energies in order to determine this is what I own. And he's showing me this energy is very intense, you know, very red, very red. So then we move from the age of Aries into the age of Pisces, which was softening. And he's showing me is that purple color, a very soft lavender of energies that were meant to balance the age of Aries. And so it's more feminine, it's more detached, and it has that energy of, I'm not going to fight so hard. But in that time period of Pisces energies that have been so strong on the planet, there's something he's saying, a lot of people lost their way, which is not a statement of judgment. It's a statement of lost parts of themselves that were dissolved, and that part of the last number of lifetimes for many people has been calling that energy back. It's been a slow, progressive experience where what was dissolved out had the ability to come back at a soul level, like at a soul energetic form, to create a wholeness. And that the energy has been called back in through the last number of lifetimes. He's saying specifically, the energy has been the most intense over the last two centuries of lifetimes, where there's been more focus on this individuation of who you are as a soul. But that's created a lot of turbulence. And he's showing me that this turbulence has been like a push and pull between the conditioned programming of many lifetimes versus what you're consciously choosing now. And so part of this strong Aquarius energy that's coming in is supporting you consciously clearing what you want now to erase any confusion, to erase where the energy was dispersed, dissolved, it was given away, it was given outside of you, and now it's calling it back. And now he's showing me the family structure. That so much of the family structure at this time relates to these areas of our life where we have given away our power through many lifetimes, where there have been different roles, different soul contracts, different dynamics in place with family members or those who are in your immediate vicinity who have participated in some of these very turbulent lifetimes with you, who have been a part of some of your harder soul experiences that could have been violent, intense, really damaging. There's a lot there around these family dynamics. And he's saying that in this lifetime, it was very intentional that in order to heal at a very deep level these dynamics that many people, and he's showing me the light workers, star seeds, star workers, as I call them, that you came in with very intense family dynamics that would clearly show you what was true for you and what was not. And that this has been part of why this lifetime was probably really hard, because it was new at a soul level that there could be this contentious energy within families, that there's something about this lifetime that is resolving ongoing soul stories with family members, and it's required you to separate from them, to individuate in a way that maybe you haven't done in other lifetimes. Like he's showing me this energy of Mongolia. And that it could have been that at times, you know, it was very tribal, or you didn't leave. He's now showing me different places around the earth. Every continent at one time had very strong tribal energies where you didn't leave. You didn't leave the family. You didn't leave the village. You didn't do anything on your own. And if you did, it was almost like you were guaranteed certain death. You were guaranteed to die. You weren't going to survive. There wasn't the resources. There wasn't the solutions to survive outside of the tribe or outside of the family. And so this has been a part of the human experience. And he's saying like this could have been many lifetimes ago. But in this lifetime, part of taking a physical body was that you would also embody. There would be an embodiment of these Aquarius energies that allows you to do what you need to do, to go on your own path, to follow what is correct for you now, and to separate from these others who also need to go their own way. And he's showing me this as a gift. Like this is a two-way gift that as you separate and you go your own way, you then provide a choice for others to do the same, to step into the truth of who they really are, to step into what they could choose to do, but it depends on their own level of consciousness. And because who I talk to, the audience I work with, many of you are the way showers in your family. You are the quote unquote black sheep. You are the rebel. You are the one who left. He's showing me 14 years. He says something about that Saturn opposition at 14 years of age is a time when we energetically leave a family. He's like, there's something that happens that differentiates you from your family with these Saturn transits. And that part of what you're meant to do is to keep developing the strength, the courage, the confidence, the power, the sense of self to be your own unique human. And this is part of the energy that is separating us from the age of Pisces to the age of Aquarius. And the age of Pisces, he says, is the gel, like all the kind of like the gooey stuff that all runs together and mixes together, and there's no differentiation. There's no clear boundaries. There's no boundaries in Pisces. And part of what we're moving into are these new boundaries around our energy systems, the boundaries that support us in a strengthening way. And he's saying how you can feel strong in yourself, and that doesn't mean someone else has to be weak. Everyone has the potential to be strong, to be in their truth, to be in what is correct and accurate for them, but that's a soul level choice. And he's showing me that part of why this lifetime has been hard is because of these family relationships, because they can really pull you back into that gel of connection that now feels too sticky. It feels too uncomfortable. It feels too awkward. It feels like that's not who I am anymore. I am my own person. This is who I've become. This is what I've learned. He says that so many people who understand more about their soul's growth are in this awareness now, and then we have to apply it. And it's the application of it that can be where the tests and challenges are showing up. And this is where it goes into these numerous other lifetimes of what it meant to be in the family dynamic, and that you could have had various roles, whether you were the masculine or the feminine, you were the parent, you were the child, you were the brother, you were the sister, you were the grandfather, you were the niece, etc. There's all these roles. And he's saying that this is actually the lifetime, as the age of Aquarius comes in, to separate out anywhere that doesn't feel energetically good, and to do so with gratitude, with compassion, with forgiveness, to take the higher octaves of Pisces and use those as part of your enlightenment. And again, the age of enlightenment, he says that was, it's a coded word. It has a lot in it that we energetically feel, because that light source comes from the energy stream, God, source, spirit, the universe, that is unconditional, even when we have separated or we've been in the illusion of separation from it, also part of the age of Pisces. So we're moving out of that. And he says this is also why there's this huge transition in religion on the planet, on spiritual practices, where many people will say that they are spiritual, not religious. And he says that, you know, it's whatever terminology works for every person. And he's showing me a marathon, that different people are at different stages of their growth, and that it's not for any of us to judge another. It's not for any of us to judge who goes to what temple or what cathedral or what place of worship. It isn't for any of us to judge that. It's one thing to say it, it's another to feel it. And he's saying that for some people, this could be a lifetime where they need to stay with a religion, that there's things that they are working out in this lifetime with a particular belief system that is essential for them to have, and that we can't place expectations on individual souls to do something in a way that we think is best for them. And it's essentially like, stay in your lane. Stay in your own lane. Think about what you're doing, what you need to do. He's saying, don't worry about your family members. Don't worry about a sister or a brother, or especially parents, because what you're meant to do is much bigger than this immediate environment and this one lifetime. So now he's showing me that the last time we had this conjunction between Jupiter and Aquarius was back in the 13th century. Jupiter and Saturn are often conjunct every 20 years or so, but this is a time where their energy in Aquarius is key. And he said that about 800 years ago in the 13th century was another wave coming in of this age of Aquarius. Okay, that there's the overlaps of the energy streams that are coming in. But part of what is significant right now is that we are actually clearing out deeper programming from the last 800 years. This energy cycle that is very clear, and he says it's because it's at 0 degrees. See, this is important, because remember, 0 degrees is a birthing. It's a beginning point. The planets don't always make a conjunction at 0 degrees. So this adds more significance to what is beginning now, to what is coming in, and to what we're going to take forward. So he's saying that we're actually clearing out 800 years of human consciousness that we have the potential to energetically move through in a way that releases us from those energies. So it's almost like the past 800 years, that's in the Earth's timeline of 800 years is what is being, he's saying it's gently being removed, but it's also fiercely being removed. So there we have a nice oxymoron. It's both gentle and fierce, intense, and that part of what we've been working on is healing the lifetimes where we had significant experiences around the lower Aquarius energies. And he's saying the lower Aquarius energies do relate to wanting to fit in, wanting to be, it's like over desiring that place of belonging, needing the group or needing others energetically to support you. He's saying that the Aquarius energy is also very rebellious, almost like it's the energy of you can't tell me anything. There can be a superiority complex with it, especially a mental fixation on what is the only way. He's also saying that this is where he's saying it's an overemphasis on community, where yes, we need community, we need connections, we want to feel like we belong and that we're connected to something bigger than us. But he says part of the overlap of the past 800 years is that the community is meant to be healthy and supportive of the individuals, and that we're stepping away from anything that's unhealthy, that again, has that energy of it's like sucking you dry or just taking away too much of who you are. And he's showing me it as an overlap between the age of Pisces and the age of Aquarius, that we're still in this overlap, but the Aquarius energies are coming in and strengthening what it means to be you, what it means to be an individual, and to know that you, of course, have support. Of course you belong. Of course there's community of people, there's soul tribes, there's people on the planet who are energetically in resonance with you. And so we're stepping away from this over-reliance on other people that has been working to our detriment. And he says this is through lifetimes of experiences. And again, there is a spectrum here where it can be healthy and it can be easy and flow, but it can also be a source of codependence. And he's saying that actually it can really show up in the workplace, because the workplace can be this unconscious recreation of family roles where you're unconsciously working out something with your father or with your mother, or with your brother, or with whomever through the people you work with. And that it can be in different professional capacities that you've had a repetition of energies that have shown you what you need, but then shown you the limitations of how far you can go within a certain group, within a certain community. And that part of what's coming in is the breaking away, the breaking out, the sense of, I have to be free. And this is part of the higher octaves of Aquarius, is that you can be yourself. You can have that energy of liberation and be in your power and know that you're still connected to others, but it's in a healthy way. It's a healthy dynamic. So as 2021 unfolds, there will be more disruptions, he's showing me, that are about these energetic connections that need to shift, because they're actually recreations of the past at least 800 years, at least 800, if not 1,000 years, of soul experiences that limited us, limited you, but also limited the planet. And this is a birthing energy that, you know, the more that we can work with it and understand where we need to be free from something, the more that we're able to allow it to be regenerated into a new form. So he's saying that part of this transition right now that we're feeling very strongly is that the age of Aquarius is requiring us to step into more of our unique energy fields in this lifetime, but that the confusion lies in how you're still feeling energies from other lifetimes, and that there's overlaps and there's things that are intertwined, but that's all part of the experience. That's all part of working with these energies, of continuing to trust yourself, believe in yourself, that you're always connected to the energy streams you need, if that's what you choose. And you could also be feeling the discomfort or agitation around the connections that limit you or that no longer feel supportive of your own freedom. So the energy is very strong here, and it's going to continue. It's going to continue onwards. It's what's coming in. And just know that whenever you hear this information is when it is right for you, that it's not as if you had to hear this on December 21st in order for something to happen. There's an energy here where you are meant to be aware of the bigger dynamics, the bigger timeline at play. The fact that these transitions, as much as we want them to happen quickly, sometimes they just take time, but then we can reach these thresholds that are the turning points that set us on a new trajectory and a new timeline. And he's showing me that that's what's happening right now, that depending on how much healing work we've done, how much self-understanding, how much shadow work, how much reflection, basically how you have expanded your consciousness about yourself, your energy, and who you are, that's where these immediate changes can happen fast. That's also Aquarius energy. It's the lightning strike. It's something happening really quickly. It's stepping into new quantum potentials. It's like these energy fields open up and we're all of a sudden released from a burden. We're released from a timeline or the limitations of family. There's this release mechanism that's also happening. And he says it's going to happen throughout 2021. It is different for every person, but that it does, of course, pertain to your free will. And also, he's, of course, showing me the astrology chart, your natal astrology chart. And it's the pulsing pressure between the Saturn in Aquarius, Jupiter in Aquarius energies that are going to be squaring Uranus in Taurus three times throughout 2021. And so I'm going to be doing a show next week on these three squares and the energies, because I feel like this is also going to be a channeled show where the commander is saying that he'll do the show. I'm like, all right, you can do the show. I'll just hang out. So he's going to do the show on what this means as the earth is disrupted. Okay, that's the word, disruptions, and that it pertains to the long-term timeline and perspective of how the planet's changing, and that it's going to help us understand what we can do and what we can choose as these disruptions unfold. So that is going to be the conclusion of this podcast episode, because I am very dizzy and this energy is very intense, but it also feels very strong, very solid, very good. And so it's always a joy for me to feel this energy and to have it come in. I hope this has provided some helpful understanding around the energy shifts, around what is changing within you as well as within our human family, and that part of what we're meant to remember is our connection to source. And he is bringing me back to that word, enlightenment, that you have that connection to light within you, and to again look at that visualization of what it means to see this beautiful purple energy go through your energy field and be reconnected to source in whatever way that may resonate with you or whatever way that may feel good. As always, thank you so much for joining me for this podcast episode. I do these shows every Monday and Wednesday, and I will continue to do them through the holidays and into the new year. You can also check out the full archives of these podcast episodes on YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, Apple Podcasts, Google, and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And you can find more about me below this episode, where I show you some of my current astrology programs and courses you can take to learn about your own chart, as well as the current energies. Thank you so much for joining me. I will see you back here soon, and I wish you a beautiful journey ahead.